Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 28th of January 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above the tree line considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the tree line, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of snowfall and the moderate to strong southwesterly wind, the snowdrift accumulations will increase in size. The fresh snow and the wind slabs formed during the snowfall are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack on west, north and east facing slopes above the tree line. Especially here avalanches can be triggered in the faceted old snow. This applies in case of a single winter sport participant. In some cases avalanches are medium sized. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. The avalanche-prone locations are covered with new snow and are barely recognizable. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. And now the snowpack. Up to 15 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. As a consequence of a moderate wind from southwesterly directions, further wind slabs will form. They will be deposited on surface hoar in some places, in particular on shady slopes above the tree line. The more recent wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on shady slopes above the tree line. The old snowpack is faceted and weak. This applies especially in shady places that are protected from the wind. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack are a clear indication of a weakly bonded snowpack. We have the following danger patterns, DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold. The tendency for Thursday, the 29th of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.